Hey, bud, but to
Love
be honest,
Talk
man.
Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bear Dome.
Are you a Macaholic? Spitting game to a lady. Will you take a grip tonight? Can you keep a loose one, baby? Even if it takes all night.
Ooh-wee.
All right, we here. The Hollywood's finest. With Tay and Bud, we don't do nothing but talk hella shit. And today ain't gonna be no different. Tay, you there, man? Bud, I'm here, man. That's what's up, I'm man. I'm here, man. I'm ready, man. You ready for it, Pistol Pete, motherfucker? Hey, let me tell you, motherfucker, something, man. We got so much shit to talk about today about bitches and how to motherfucking have them and shit. My thing is this. Most of you motherfuckers, when it comes to a bitch, have accepted that you can only have a woman who is second or third best on your list. And that's only if you believe you can have a woman. See, people like me and Tate, we know we can have a bitch. And you probably done heard it many times. People can catch any bitch. And then you say, man, I wonder how do they catch any bitch? God damn, they must be motherfuckers. No, man, we don't mean that we can go catch some bitch that don't want to be caught. We say when we can catch any bitch, if it's some big-time lawyer or the bitch some big-time doctor and she listen to a pimp talk, nigga gonna have that bitch. Now, you ain't gonna get her selling no pussy, maybe, but shit, who knows what a doctor could do for your motherfucking ass or a lawyer, bitch. Well, I'm saying, motherfuckers get at bitches, period. We don't think we could have a second best or a third best. What you got on that, Tay? But what I got on that is this right here. A nigga dream of bitches. You know what I'm saying? A nigga dream of how he gonna catch any kind of particular bitch. That's what I do. So I dream, like, just say, man, what if I run into a lawyer bitch? How I'm gonna get at her? I dream it, but I even get in the mirror and practice that shit. What I'm gonna say to this bitch? hey, nigga, you get out of my school, nigga. You give my school shit away. Huh? hey, but see, that's how serious you gotta be about it. These dudes don't be serious. They just think some shit, and they just think because they thought it is gonna happen. You know, just like you say, man, I be serious about it. I get in the mirror, but you kind of thinking that's funny, but that's something I preach, man. Practice make perfect. And if your motherfucking ass don't practice what you've been to say to that bitch, when you get to saying it, you're going to be mumbling and saying, don't let her say something kind of negative. Your ass going to freeze up. We practice for everything. The bitch liking us and the bitch not liking us. In the mirror before we go out. And we never lose. Do we, Tay? Never. Because when you had a bitch, you got a real small window. You know that, bud. That's why a nigga ride down Sunset and see a hoe just... The bitch just take a little, just a little blink, but you catch her, cause you checking hoes, you catch her, so you know you got probably 30 seconds to get to that bitch. So what you do? Hit that U-turn in the middle of Sunset, man, and get at that bitch, man. When you get that action, you got a small window, bud.
hey, yes, sir, cause I learned that from you. I think you know what you're doing. Hey, the first time that nigga did that shit,
That nigga did it so fast, I didn't even know he was going to make a U-turn. I thought we was having a wreck. Nigga, what? That nigga said, man, I'm getting at that bitch. I said, nigga, you crazy. Crazy about this pimping, nigga. See, a lot of you guys be wondering, how do a motherfucker have so much shit to talk about on all these goddamn shows? The reason I have this shit to talk about is because I know myself. And I ain't gonna never run out of shit to say about me. Now I got my partner. He gonna say a whole bunch of shit about him that's gonna keep me with shit to say. And the cool part about it is either one of us can take over another sentence, because I take the same attitude that he takes, you know, when I'm speaking with a woman. I don't brag about shit I'm doing, but the various things I have going on makes for some good-ass conversation if need be. So I have a lot of ammunition to put in a bitch face. See, that's my arsenal. That's all about my arsenal is all about what I'm doing now. And most times, I don't really need no arsenal. I feed off what the bitch say. I rely on where we are and what she has on to make my mind race for shit to say. Now, I don't know how y'all do it, but the best way to do it is how you do it. Some of you motherfuckers punch one. Let me hear how you do it. Tay, how you do it, man?
But I come out of it. I got a little thing that I do. You know, I start the conversation off before I toss it to the bitch. I start the conversation off, but then I just twist it, and I be like, baby, I got to let you talk. Bitch looking at me wondering why. I'm like, them eyes looking through to my soul, baby. Hey, but and then I'm going to throw something at the bitch and let the bitch talk, bud, like you say, feed off what the bitch say. just a little pimp twist right there, man. You know,
hey, that's what we got to do. That's what this is. The Hollywood's finest, brother. We got to tell them how it's really done, cause they don't know how it's done. They think they know. All that shit that y'all be talking ain't about it. But it's okay, cause two or three of these shows, you gonna hear it. You gonna hear it. And remember, everything we do is in the archive. If you miss a show, you can get it. Just go to the archives and look it up. It, you know, you motherfuckers out there in the streets, man, you guys got to understand. You need a bondsman. All them hoes need a bondsman. And if you motherfuckers have a problem, Freedom Fast Bell is who you need to call. I'm telling you, I told that motherfucker, I'm going to blast this goddamn bail bonds company, because that motherfucker came immediately and raised a nigga's buddy up. Drunk DUI bullshit. 866-460-0905. 866-460-0905. Those of you who are listening and are sure of you not need my courses, you really need to ask yourself. You need to ask yourself something important. Why the fuck are you listening then? That's what I'm saying. Why are you listening? Take out these goddamn... Nigga, don't you got some tools for these motherfuckers, man?
Yeah, I got some tools for them. I got one tool. It's going to be I'm going to be publishing that tool next week.
Next week?
I mean Monday. Monday, yeah. Yeah. Monday. Monday. So they can look for that tool. I'm going to be publishing a tool, but...
Well, you know, I hope you don't have a tool. You got to have tools.
Oh, I got tools. I got, like you say, I got some artillery. I got some ammunition, bud. But
yeah,
you know, hey, it's so much game. I just got to milk it to them, bud. I got to milk it to them a little bit at a time, bud. You know, two months, they might choke on that.
Hey, you don't want to know the OD, Tay.
Yeah.
Hey, the very first thing you got to do in order to get on the path to become a real motherfucker is be able to take a truthful inventory of yourself. You got to know check some shit about yourself and admit whether or not it's what it's supposed to be. Now, once you do that, if you can take inventory and say truthfully to yourself that you are confident, then so be it. You are. I can't force you to accept that you're not. What you're not accepting because of your emotions is that I know everything that you try to learn. And I ain't bragging. It's the truth. And you know it's the truth. Every goddamn thing you trying to learn about this game, about life, about motherfucking being confident, you know damn well I have done it. Tay, what about you? I can't just take all the credit.
I started being confident, had to be junior high. You know what confidence is? You know you got your partners. You go into the little, we used to have a dance at the playground called Oakwood every Thursday called the Sock Hop.
Yeah.
So you go in there with your partners, you walk in the room, everybody up against the wall, music playing, sounding good, everybody up against the wall. Confidence is walking in that motherfucker and grabbing the first broad you see and pull it out of the dance floor and start dancing. Now that's where it starts. You get that confidence right there. Bud, you realize I'm just talking about using that example. You realize that, shit, I'm fixing to try with another girl. Another record play, you go grab the next girl. Time passes on, you go through junior high, start having these girlfriends, they start liking you because you got that confidence. You think you a motherfucker. And you only in high school. So all I'm saying is, it starts all the way back there, then it just builds and builds and builds. But if you start as you adult, it still can work the same way because you still building that comp, you still believing in yourself. You still believing that you a motherfucker. You know
hey,
what I'm saying,
you know
bud?
What I'm saying? Yeah, I know what you're saying, man. But see, a lot of these
you
cats,
know, I
tell you, a lot of these cats didn't actually have that drive. A lot of them, I ain't gonna say was scared, but I know me at the Sock Hops, nigga, I was one of them motherfuckers holding up the wall because I couldn't dance worth a fuck. I really couldn't dance, but if a bitch walked by, I'm finna get in her ear and say some shit. And if the bitch, you know, like, wanna stay and talk to a nigga and a record come on that she like, and she say, hey, you wanna dance? The first nigga walked by, hey, man, dance with her. Hey, man, and them niggas would take the bitch out there and dance with the bitch and bring the bitch back when the record was over. Hey, nigga, I'm telling you. Nigga, that gave me confidence, nigga. I still can't dance, nigga. I used to hate Maurice, man. You remember Maurice Snyder? That was the dancingest motherfucker I ever met in my life. Call himself a pimp.
Nigga, dance his ass off. Every
man,
record he gonna be out
dance,
there.
Man. Tay, I never really seen you dance because you was too fucking cool. Maurice, you could be sweating like a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, that nigga, yeah. Yeah, man. Shit.
So listen, you guys. Huh? Go ahead.
No, go ahead, bud. Go ahead. Go ahead on with it, man. All I was going to say is that I didn't you know I be listening in on your little chorus, man. You know, I listen in just to, you know, just to hear you pop it, you know what I'm saying? So, but what I'm really saying is that, man, a motherfucker believing in himself, anything he try to do in life, if he don't believe in himself, he gonna lose.
He already started off in a deficit.
That's right.
Go ahead, man.
That's right, man. A motherfucker got to believe, like I was told when I was in the game. When I heard the niggas, when I heard them say that saying about being able to leap a tall building in a single bounce, man, as a pimp got to thinking about that shit. I'm like, man, now what he said, that shit sounds so slick to me. Shit, a pimp start leaping building in a single bounce and landing on his feet.
Hey, Tay, but you left the cold part out. A pimp can leap over tall buildings in a single bound, and when he land, he ain't gonna hurt his feet because he got springs. Motherfucker. Hey, whenever you think of a saying we used to use, nigga, I want you to bring that motherfucker up, no matter what we talking about, because I be trying to tell these cats, man, those sayings used to promote us to be pimps. Those sayings wasn't just, you know, the game is to be sold, not told. These niggas say that shit so much, don't even know what it means. And just anytime you think of one, bring it up, nigga, so we can talk about it all here. Cause see, I'm saying when a nigga would look in the mirror and be having a bad time, and he says something, nigga, is it in you or is it on you? That motherfucker shit right. Pumped the nigga up. What you got?
Sure. Nigga, you there? I like. Yeah, I'm here, bud. Hey, I like my saying, bud. You know, shave from a toothpick, beat the hot burning sun. See, now, a lot of people. Hey, but a lot of people, they ain't going to even know what that means. See, you know, you got to be down and know what that means right there, man. For real,
hey,
bud.
Man,
don't you think so?
That shit is true. And beating them. Shit, you know.
That's right.
Hey, let me see if we got some people. Hold on. 347, look.
Rosebud, say what's going on with y'all, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
Yeah, I got a question for y'all, man. Both of you. Out of all your years that you was pimping, that y'all was pimping, what was the most unusual knock you ever heard of? That you was like, God damn, you knocked that bitch?
Shit, I don't know none of them, because all them bitches was motherfuckers for me. Let me tell you something. I know the strangest. you remember in D.C., we was in that dance joint, Sabrina's, and that bitch
yeah.
I knocked up. Yeah, hey, she was dancing. The bitch was dancing and shit. And that bitch, you know, motherfuckers, put dollars up and shit. Well, that's what we used to do, put dollars up on the stage and bitch pick it up, put whatever. So I put a dollar up there, and the bitch kicked it off. And I say, damn, ain't that a bitch? So I say, maybe, you know, a dollar ain't cool, you know. I put $2 up, and the bitch kicked that shit off. And I said, man, if this bitch think I'm going to put a $5 up there, she crazy. So I let that bitch alone. I stayed there. But if you remember, the bitch came off the stage after she got through dancing and told me she wanted to talk to me. I said, because I asked her, why you kept kicking my money out? She said, I don't want to pay for this shit. You remember that she had the raggedy teeth, and I named that bitch.
I remember,
Pam.
Yeah.
And that bitch, when she, I said, girl, you a dancing bitch. You don't want to fuck with this goddamn pimpin'. And I said, if you do, when I come back, and we left, Tay. And when we got back, that bitch had her clothes. She really wanted to cruise that night. She had brought her clothes to work, Tay.
That was a
strange
one
for me, man. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about
go
you,
Tay? Let me hear you,
Tay. Man, I had an unusual knock in Boston, man. Another one of them little dance joints, you know, like a pimp shard driving at Auburn. But, you know, one thing about them cars and conversation, you know, you can't drive. If you could drive your pimp mobile up in any joint, you gonna have a bitch. So otherwise, you gotta have a conversation. Anyway, this bitch man was bad. This bitch was gorgeous, bad in the motherfucker, man. You know, bitch winking at a nigga and shit. So I move in for the kill. I think I'm getting action. So the owner, he come up to me. He telling me, you know, her whole pedigree. She drive a vet and she. Live in a big house and all this shit, and she been working for the company 10 years, and all this old bullshit. He running down to me, square ass motherfucker, like this bitch couldn't be had. But the bitch winking and blinking. So shit, I move in on the bitch. First day the bitch asked me, what do you do? I say, shit, I make a lot of money and have a lot of fun pimping hoes, slamming a. Auburn doors, that's what I do, bitch. Take it or leave it. Say, man, I think we was in Boston damn near, I think about 4 or 5 days. I was in that joint every night at that bitch. At the fifth day, man, I wind up having that bitch vetting all. Brought that bitch all the way back to California, man, and pimped on that bitch, man. Never thought I'd have her. That was really an unusual knock for me.
That's what's up, man. Because, when a nigga go at it, he, you might get it, you might not. But you ain't going to know shit if you don't go at it.
That's for damn sure.
You got to believe in your motherfucking self. See, so, unknown to you motherfuckers, that's how you establish yourself with a woman. You don't think your car is in the window so the bitch can see it. You know, your watch can't talk. Your motherfucking clothes can't wink at the bitch. You know, you got to have to overcome all that little weak shit y'all be using because pimp jewel up like a motherfucker. And that's only so the bitch can goddamn, see how he roll. He ain't going to hardly think that jury can talk for him. He held a conversation that matches that glittery ass shit he wearing. That's why he catches. Because, motherfuckers talking shit don't look like the shit they talking. Ain't no motherfucking bitch going on with your ass. But that bitch with the big house with the Corvette looking at a nigga talk about, I'm having a whole bunch of fun pimping hoes. That shit was so believable. That goddamn bitch say shit. Let me see if this nigga real. Kept fucking with him a couple of days and could never break that armor. Shit, I gotta fuck with that nigga. That's how it go. They break themselves down by trying to break you down. And the stronger you are, the weaker they become fight. That's how it go, bro. 347, that was a good question, man. I'm putting you back in. 254, what's up?
What's happening, Rosebud? This Big Steve.
Hey, what's happening, man?
Hey, man, Mr. Shante was speaking on that toothpick, that shade of a toothpick from the burning sun. I need to get some more game on that one.
what that means is something beat nothing.
That's right.
What that means. Shade from a pick, excuse me, shade from a toothpick beat the hot punch burning sun. Mean that something beat nothing. If you keep going at nothing, you're going to wind up with nothing. You keep going at something, you're going to get something.
I don't know if y'all heard me, but when he first said that, I said am beats nam. And that's what it means. Any beats nothing. Otherwise, any shade when you in the goddamn sun is better than no shade. Now, even if it's shade from a tube. So, that's a promotion type thought. It promotes you to get busy. It promotes you to quit complaining. You with your partner, man, I got this motherfucking punk ass bitch. Bitch bringing in these this tiny money. Nigga say shave from a toothpick, beat the hot burning sun. And a nigga understand. A nigga understand, man. That's how it goes. Shit happens and you're supposed to roll with it. Big C, that was a good question, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, so, in my motherfucking courses, I didn't outline just simple directives for motherfuckers that really want something to follow. And if you do, you're going to have, first, you're going to be that overcame the obstacle of being scared. You got some fear within inside you, fear of what we don't really know because you ain't really did shit, but you do have it. And the second thing you're going to get is you're going to be able to prove it to yourself that you didn't overcame that fear. And I did what I'm telling you about, and I proved it to me that it works. I done lived and thrived off all the methods that I share with you guys on these doggone shows. What Tay be sharing, gonna be sharing, which is it sounds like we're talking shit because it's so fly. But we ain't talking shit. We're talking truth. Matter of fact, we are talking shit, but we ain't talking bullshit. Hey, 347, you back. What's up?
Yeah, I got a question for you, Tay.
What's up, man?
Yeah, very simple. You walking down the street, you see a bitch. What's action to you?
Actually, to me, is if I catch that bitch looking at, if me and that bitch meet eye to eye, but check this out right here, I'm gonna start the action, cause I'm finna look that bitch in the eye. I'm finna look that bitch up from toe to head. Let that bitch see me looking. And by the time I get to that bitch's eyes, my action gonna be there, cause she gonna be like, damn, this nigga checking me out. Let me check him out. Hold up, bitch, you got to pause for that. That bitch stop here, come, man.
Hey, caller. See, what that nigga's telling you, what he telling you as far as your question, is that pimp nigga don't wait for no visual action or her to say, oh, God, I want to pay you. We don't wait for that shit. We make that shit. As he see that bitch before him, he walked and said, damn, she looks fine. And then the closer, he still far away, but he close enough to see, damn, that bitch is fine. For most steps, the nigga done thought of what to say to the bitch or what to do. And when he get close enough, he finna do it. Right now. Just like that nigga say, he gonna look that bitch up and down. And then he gonna say, damn, or whatever he say. And she gonna know he getting at her, or he gonna say something after that. But the thing is, you make your action. You don't wait for action. You take action. Right, Tay?
Yes, indeed.
That's right, but it's, yeah, you gotta take it. You gotta take that action. You gotta make that shit happen. Cause I
Tay, handle this shit for a couple of minutes. I gotta go to the bathroom right quick.
All right. Say, man, you gotta take your own action. You gotta make it happen. You can't wait. Cause like I said earlier, it's a small window. Man, you got a small window, man, to knock abroad, man. You got in that small window, you got to open up your mouth and speak. You got to let her know, bitch, I want you. Not in them words, but some words or some action that's going to let her know. Because check out the scenario, like you said. You're walking down the street, the bitch coming towards you. She looking like you looking. But you got to let her know you looking. Let her see you, you know, looking at her feet, looking at her legs, slowing down when you get up to her titties. Let her see. Because she watching you, you watching her. So you see the picture I'm saying?
I can dig it, man.
Yeah.
I can dig it.
Yeah.
Now, how about this? Hey,
see, the thing about a bitch, she's been mastered being sneaky as far as checking you out. And dudes, we don't be sneaky. If we checking you out, we gonna check you out. And we kind of think that's what bitches would do, but bitches don't. They cut their eyes. You know, they keep their head straight forward, but they cut their eyes to the left so they can get a look at you. You know, you gotta be, we be on that shit, man.
I said like a motherfucker, bud. You got that shit right. They could be old that you.
So what I'm telling you guys is there is no such thing as action. There is a such thing. Don't get me wrong. Some bitch come up to you forward, you know, saying some goddamn shit. But a pimp know that shit happened. That bitch is the police. Shit. So you know we don't really want that kind of shit. We want to work for our motherfucking shit. Bitch come up, you know, giving you too much action, man. She ought to run your motherfucking ass away. There ain't no real hoe gonna just give us some action like that. But a police motherfucker would. Now you got that in your mind, and here's a real bitch, but you don't know that it's a real bitch, because you thinking like I'm saying, what you gonna do? Me and this nigga got a hell of bitches thinking like that. Shit, man, that bitch could be the police, but she ain't got no purse. Man, that bitch could be she could do anything that could be the police. We ain't gonna naturally just lead a bitch. But I'm saying when she do two things that got police on her, well, fuck you, bitch. But what I'm saying is we kicking shit at the bitch until we see that. And we ain't going to expose nothing to the bitch that's going to get us in trouble. We catching, okay?
Like a motherfucker. See, it's an art to catching a bitch. Especially, but when you, it's an art from catching the bitch, and there's a different art from catching the hoe. Two different programs. completely.
Nigga
different.
Bus, man. Let me hear what's the program to catch a regular bitch?
The program to let you to catch a regular bitch is trust. They like that trust shit. Plus, nigga got to be a good listener. You got to be a good listener to catch a bitch. But trying to catch a hoe, it ain't about being no good listener. It's like, bitch, listen. Break out that Uzi from your motherfucking mouth and be on it. But with a square bitch, that's different, bud. You see what you think, bud?
No, you're right, man. A motherfucking hoe want to be directed. Motherfucking regular square bitch, she want to feel like she has some part of it, something to do with it, or she ain't going to trust you. A hoe, man, if you ain't giving the instructions, that bitch going to choose me. That's how I nigga know. So when you get a bitch, the way you have her is giving her instructions. You know, some kind of instructions. We go out there tonight, baby, woo woo woo. And when you see me rolling, you know, I don't want you to, you know, look right at me, but I do want to let me know you see me, bitch. You know, whatever you telling the bitch. But what I'm saying is, as long as you telling her something about getting you some money, and at the same time about your you're in this game, you know, bitch, I'm gonna build you up as to be a big old motherfucking hoe, bitch. You're a little punk right now. You know, you gotta tell her shit. Do you wanna be a big hoe? And the bitch goes, yeah. Well, do you know what to do? Kinda. Well, first and foremost, you got to do what the fuck I tell you to do, exactly the way I tell you to do it. Can you do that? Yeah. And what I'm saying is, you kicking this shit with the bitch, and the motherfucking bitch is making herself get into what you're saying. Why? Because the way you said it is like you know what the fuck you talking about. Because you do. You done been pimping. So you can tell this bitch hella shit just like you know it because you do know it. That's why that nigga, Tay, he don't even know. Tay, you don't even realize you've been kicking my model, my SWU model. And that's think it. Hey, Tay, think it, do it. And the reason
that's
why you
right.
can think it and do it is because you ain't no damn robber. You ain't no kidnapper. You ain't no motherfucking burglar. You ain't gonna think none of that goddamn shit. You gonna think about catching a bitch. So think it, do it. Don't think it and think about it and then reminisce on what you thought about before you make a move. Like you say, 30-second window. 10 of them seconds is walking up to the bitch. Shit. You ain't got but 20 seconds to think something. Hey, I mean, you know, we make examples like that. It sounds like we be exaggerating, woo-woo, but we don't. We aren't exaggerating. The shit is broken down. See, this is what you don't understand about niggas like me and Tay. Whatever we think has been broken down in our mind to the smallest point. And we don't need to think about shit. We think and we chop it up as we think. Because we know as we think, we better be getting prepared to make this move. You can't need to think and then need to get yourself together so you can go get it, baby. No. You gotta need to think and then your ass gotta be able to do it. Just like real niggas do. Think and do it. What that nigga say? You ain't got but 30 seconds. How you gonna go around the corner? You gotta turn and make a U-turn. The only way you gonna do that is you know, fuck the police, hurry up, give me a motherfucking ticket so I can goddamn go catch a bitch. We ain't worried about that damn ticket. All that shit do, what it really do, especially if you don't get no ticket, the bitch, she hear the car turning around, and she going up, she turned back and look and see you turning around, and then the next thing you know, you pulling up on her, her pussy wet.
In her mind, that's that bitch saying, ooh, that's pimping.
Hey, I'm telling you. Hey,
Rosebud.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I was in the barbershop the other day, and these guys was having a discussion. So I got in on the conversation, and I told the guy, I say, look, man, you talk like you feel like you a victim. And I told him, whenever you talking to anybody about anything, you should always see yourself as the solution to the problem. And I told him, I say, even if you had a woman you was trying to teach her something, if you let her know that what you saying and what you believing is the solution to all the problems, she'll always have a reason to look to you because she know you the fucking answer.
Hey, exactly. This game is about thinking. They want to think pimps is stupid or weak because they fucking get money from women, blah blah blah. Man, pimps are thinkers. Take nigga, you remember? I don't give a fuck what movie it was that came on. We knew all about the actors. We knew every goddamn thing. We used to compete with each other about this shit. Anything on the news, we knew about that shit. We could talk to any motherfucker. I don't give a damn if he was the president of the biggest bank or he had the biggest club. Shit, man, them motherfuckers, they respected us. They respected us because we was doing something that everybody hated and nobody understood. But them motherfucking big wigs, they would understand this is power. And these motherfuckers got power, and they handled it in the street. Fuck the police. They damn near every big wig we met ended up liking the fuck out of us. Oh, giving us red carpet because they knew we was, you know, the motherfuckers that they were scared of. But then they realize they're not to be afraid of. They're to be admired. And that's what we got, Tay. Tay, wait, Tay. What happened when you... Hey, y'all, listen, I'm telling you, this is the truth. This really happened. My partner, I think he got out to pee in or some shit and then bought a new caddy, blah, blah, blah. But the nigga didn't like his caddy. And I want to call like the one. He said, I want a Rolls Royce. I had the Rolls Royce. I said, nigga, you don't want no Rolls Royce. He said, yeah, I do, nigga. I said, nah, nigga, you want this car. Tell you, remember I drove you to Terry York?
That's right, out of the valley.
Out in the valley, I drove you to Terry York, and I see that motherfucker right there. This nigga got out the car. He looked at that car, then he sat in that car, and he said, bud, I can see myself riding this motherfucker. So the nigga, I'm in my car, thinking the nigga gonna do whatever. The nigga's still in the car about 20 minutes later. So I ain't been arrested, nigga. I go get lunch, had drinks, talk to bitches, come back, this nigga still in the car. So I say, nigga, what the fuck you gonna do, nigga? This nigga say, man, I'm going to get this motherfucker. So, nigga, we went through hella changes because you had just, you know, got raised up and shit. Bitches stacked him up a bunch of money. So finally, nigga get the car. And it's Wednesday night, ladies' night, at Jackie O's. Hey, me and this nigga pulled up in that drop top Auburn, and we in the motherfucking line waiting to turn in. So that we could park, so that we could floss, got the top damn boat tail all burnt. And wham! Some motherfucker ran into the back of this nigga's car. This nigga say, nigga! And he opened his door. Nigga, do you remember what you did, Tay?
Yeah, I remember because the door was stuck. The steering wheel was in my chest.
Nigga.
I pushed that motherfucking door open and ran.
Hey, that's another wreck, nigga. You got out the car, and we both got the car, and you looked, you had a big old hole in the back of your car. You looked at
it was
that
up to the back seat.
Mexican. Hey, you looked at that Mexican, and you say, you chili bean eating motherfucker. You rushed that motherfucker and tried to lock his door. And he didn't get it locked, but he had it halfway locked. And you had
snatched his motherfucking ass out.
Hey, you snatched his door off, damn near, nigga. I had to grab you. Nigga, you were the go. He said, nigga, I just bought that car. That shit was a motherfucker. But we went to Jackie O's, nigga, and we were stars.
all the entertainers and actors, all of them would be up in there. And when that wreck happened, they all came outside. Uh-oh. This motherfucking wreck. This wreck just got a nigga to my recognition.
This car got 70 racks all over it. I'm talking about you can see 70, 80 racks. Hey, this is in the 80s. That was hella money for a car. And people was about, dang, look at that. I know he met that. This motherfucker wanted to kill that Mexican, man. That Mexican.
I damn near snatched that much, snatched his door off the hook, off the hinges.
Hey, you, that's what I'm saying. You snatched his door off.
He tried to push the lock, tried to lock that door. I got back there way too quick on his ass.
Yeah, but that was a motherfucker. Hey, but let me tell you, man, when you really be doing shit and making moves like we talking about, your name is ringing. You don't have to say shit. All you got to do is be sharp and walk in, and people admire you because of the things you're doing. Because everything you're doing, motherfuckers is talking about it. Everybody done heard about it. They just love the fact that you this motherfucker. Whoever owned the joint, hey, what's up, man? You remember Big Herb? Herb used to love us, man.
That's right. And every joint, at all of his joints.
Yeah, but what was that motherfucker across the street at Pippi's? His name was Joe, so he thought he was a gangster. You remember Pippi's?
Yeah, I remember Pippi's. And I remember the name of Herb's joint was the candy store.
Herb's joint was a candy store. Pippi's across the street. And it had a lot of the white stars. Herb had all the black stars.
Right.
Up the street from that was Carlos and Charlie. You remember all three of them joints, really luxurious, exclusive joints, and they love niggas like us. They really love
us. You could see any actor, entertainer in there any given night up in either one of them joints.
Man, them joints was so to tell you, and then Dino was up further. Man, all them joints, it was really, really popping. And then on the other end, we had the Soul Ladder, the Eccentric and shit, and the Monkey Business Man. It was so many places to go to work and get your peeping on that we was just happy, man. We was some happy niggas, man. Hey,
rubbing elbows with stars. Rubbing elbows with stars because we were stars like a motherfucker. No.
Hey, 313, what's that, bro? Hey, 313, you there? Oh, he got off, man. He got scared. Hey, something. We be having motherfuckers like that. They get scared when they get called on. But it's all right, because what we talking about, what we really kicking, it sort of sound like we ain't got no format, but we do. We kicking game. This is what it's about, you know? What we doing is letting you know why we don't accept those fucking silly analogies you guys be making about the game. Talk about what a 16 or a 304 or some shit. Who in the fuck say some shit like that in the game? Say, I don't know what that shit. I mean, I do know what it means. I don't know if the numbers are right, but it's supposed to mean pimp and hoe. And I'm saying, see, them niggas is so scared to say those words, they make up that kind of shit, man. Tay, we used to say that, man. It's pimping. What's going on,
yeah,
brother?
So you mean to tell me that when they get at a hoe, they don't say, "Hey, hoe, come here, let a pimp talk to you." They say, "Hey, come here, 304."
Nigga, I don't want them to go that far, but I can hear them motherfuckers say, "Girl, bring your ass over here and get with this 304, you fly ass 16. No. Matter of fact, the 304 is the hoe, I think. And 16,
yeah,
16 is the pimp because it's the 16 is a P or some shit a motherfucker told me.
Yeah, that's why I say they say, "Come here, hoe." They say, "Come here, 304.
Don't you want to get some of this 16?
Man, I ain't with that shit right there. This is, I know that's this new wave thing, but that shit, that's too far. That's getting away from the game. I'm a pimp, bitch, and you a hoe.
Hey, this is what they all do these days. Everything they do is to get away from what the game is about. You know, bitch can't kiss no motherfucking chick. These motherfuckers let bitches kiss the tongue, and it's money right.
Oh, hell no.
Hey, I didn't talk to some of these hoes, man. I asked them what they fucking be doing. What do them niggas be telling y'all? Well, go get some money. Well, what else?
Damn.
I'm telling you, man. See, this is why I don't...
Blind leading the blind.
Hey, man, their manhood is up in the air, as far as I'm concerned, because they didn't get the real information on being a motherfucker in the streets. You know, they didn't get it passed down to them like we did. Tell you, when we got out there, whatever we knew, little or a lot, whatever we learned was passed down from witnesses and being displayed by real niggas in the streets really doing it. And then when we went to the after hours and was able to sit up around that goddamn shit, man, come on, we soaked all that shit up. I know me, when I would hear some shit that I hadn't really tried or whatever, when I went home, I waked up and tried it. Period. Nigga, you know me, there. I'm pretty cold motherfucker with a bitch. I told you about that tall motherfucker.
Yeah, you a chicken shit motherfucker, man.
Man, that shit wasn't chicken shit. Now, you guys got to understand. I don't really trip on no frog. I mean, I do, but I don't. Hold on. 773, what's up?
Yo, what up, Bud and Tate? I got a question, before I ask the question, I just want to let y'all know, man, this is the fucking dopest show ever. It's like so damn cool to like sit back and just listen to two legends just kick game. It's like fucking Martin Luther King and Malcolm X and shit just together kicking. But you're talking about this. Anyway.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah, my question is, so for like someone that's new trying to get in the game and you finally come across like a potential hoe that's like willing to get down with you because, you know what I'm saying, she's feeling your confidence and shit, but like she was only willing to get down with you if she was like getting half of the money. And how do you respond to that? Do you still like pimp on her, or would you just let her know like it's all or nothing? How would you?
Hey, Taylor, I'm gonna go first. You go.
Go ahead, bud.
The thing is, some kind of way, you looked like Monty motherfucking Hall to her, and she was trying to make a deal with your motherfucking ass, and you should have told her, look, bitch, my name ain't Monty Hall. If you won't have, you better go to that show called Let's Make a Deal, cause I pimps for mine. Tay, what you got?
Yeah, I pimps for mine, bitch, and I want all of it. Bitch, this is about my program. You can't give me no program. This is about my program, bitch. I'm a pimp. So if you want some pimping, bitch, you do what I say. I listen to your suggestions, but that shit go in one ear and out the other. Bitch, you listen to my suggestions and let that shit stick between your ears like wax.
Yeah.
Now, that's what I'd have told that bitch, man. You know, you got to be direct, man.
See, the thing about these bitches, it's about the money to them as far as when they ask that question. What I'm saying is you supposed to make her get way past. It ain't about the money, bitch. It's about me. And what I'm saying is, what I'm telling you, you ain't got to be with me. Otherwise, your ass can get stupid and run off or whatever. And this shit ain't that I done told you going nowhere. You're going to be able to use it to pay some other nigga. So I'm getting all the money while you with me, period. All of it. And whatever you need, I'm going to take care of it. But about you getting anything, the only thing I can promise you is a pimping. Next. Tay, what you got on that?
Bud, you said that pimping so smooth, man. You kind of caught me off guard, man. You know what I'm saying? Bud, that shit was smooth right there. And direct. Because, man, first of all, the bitch wanted to be a hoe. But she don't know how to be a hoe. She think being a hoe is her stepping in and making a deal. I give you half. when I sell this pussy. Nah, bitch. No. No. Now, if you want to talk about fucking with me, we can talk. But keep your ideas to your motherfucking self for right now. We talking about real pimping, and pimping means that I'm the man and I run this shit. Put your hand in mine and let's get some money, bitch.
Hey,
that's
hey.
Me.
Hey, no, Tay, that ain't you, nigga. That's the pimping. That's how I go. That's how every nigga come at a bitch is about this here. Bitch, I wish you would tell me you need whatever the fuck with me. Now, if you ever get your ass kicked, that might be something gonna get your ass kicked. Talking some goddamn shit. Want me to go half with you like we some hustling buddy. Motherfucker. And 9 out of 10 motherfucking bitches that do that, no, you ain't got no bitch. Hey, the bitch that wanna, 9 out of 10 of them bitches that come up to my, I need half, blah, blah, blah. They know they talking to a broke, stinking, and hungry motherfucker that's gonna go for anything. But if they were talking to a nigga like me to take, they would never know we didn't have no hoes. Cause we didn't bought so many different outfits when we was motherfucking rolling that we able to dress 45-80 days in different shit, and ain't nobody gonna know shit. And the nigga gonna come up, and when he talk to the bitch, he gonna be talking to her like he deep as a motherfucker, cause he gonna be remembering, man, I remember when I had 5 hoes, I was like this. And the nigga ain't got damn bitch at home, and he's like that right now at this bitch.
We call that keeping them bitches asleep, bud, while we popping on their ass.
Hey, you motherfucking right. Hey, ain't no sense in waking up a sleep motherfucker. and then when we get ready to wake her up after about some months of getting paid, and that bitch is showing that she gonna motherfucking really pay a nigga, we chase that bitch. Wake up, bitch. And then the bitch say, oh, I was asleep. And then they say, nah, go get my money for real.
Yeah. And then a nigga got another 10 years coming out that bitch. Because he put her back. Wake her up and put her ass right back to sleep again. With some pimping.
This game is a motherfucker. Hey, if we ain't put her to sleep because she motherfucking stupid, we said put her to sleep because she under the spell of this pimping. God damn it. They don't know, baby. This shit should be, if we could market it, really get rich. That's the way it go. So, you guys, we kicking this shit. I hope it ain't too much over your head. But you got to understand, kids that don't know shit can't teach kids how to be men. You motherfuckers grew up listening to entertainers who have no clue. No clue. Excuse me. At least the entertainers we listen to been fucked with, Richard Roundtree, Tony Davis, man, all them motherfuckers, William, what the fucking nigga next? Man, Tay, all them niggas we used to fuck with. What I'm saying is, see, we used to fuck with real dudes. They had a little understanding about the game. They didn't really know nothing, but they at least had a little understanding. These motherfuckers y'all fuck with, every one of them is fake. They goddamn got fake gold in their mouth, fake gold around their neck, you know, renting all this shit, faking, you know, trying to impress some they don't even know. These motherfuckers go out all faked up, looking for a bitch. They don't know where the bitch at. They don't know what she look like. And they just looking. And they trying to find that bitch. See, we go out to do whatever the fuck we doing. And any bitch come around us, we ain't getting a fuck what the fuck the bitch look like. I mean, of course, she can't look like garbage. But what I'm saying is it ain't about that bullshit. We ain't looking for no particular bitch. We looking for any bitch. That's why we know we can catch any bitch. Yeah. 702, what's up with you?
Hey, what's up, Bud and Tay? I got a question for Tay. Oh, same old shit. Tay, how did you get to know James Brown?
I got to know James Brown because this partner of mine named Penthouse, his sister was James Pinky. Brown's girlfriend. So James
Tay,
Brown.
You talking about Pinky, right?
Talking about Pinky, right. So
yeah.
James Brown in his down period from working would be 3 months. He come stay at her house for those 3 months. And I was over his, and my partner stayed with his sister, so I was over his house every day. So that's how I got to meet him, man. And
that's
that friendship
dope,
just carried on. You know what I'm saying? Just,
caller. And then when that nigga got a little older, he started making his hair look like James Brown.
That's right.
Yeah. I seen the pictures on Facebook.
You know, I don't know if you really noticed, but James Brown had a cold head of hair.
Yes,
that
sir.
Motherfucker, he had a full head of hair all the way to the
head. Yeah.
And this nigga used to whoop that pompadour or whatever the fuck. Can't take you talking shit. Because this nigga, He knew I had some fucked up hair. I said, Kay, what the fuck? Why you be catching them goddamn bitches, nigga? This is all green as a motherfucker. I don't even think I have a 78. I think I still had that 72. And that nigga said, bud, it's the locks. And he grabbed his hair. And he said, it's the locks, nigga. And he shook it like a white boy. I said, man, I was so, and you know what I said? I said, nigga, that's why you don't have them long, because the gangman kept up there. That nigga said, you a motherfucker, nigga. You know why? A nigga appreciate a nigga that can talk shit and don't let shit bother, because Tay, no goddamn well, he was dropping a monster lug on my inch and a half growing hair.
Hey, you ride down the street in your convertible, but you get your hair done, and you hop in your flying car, but the convertible, the Clinet, and by the time you get from La Brea, but before you get to Crescent Heights, nigga, you got to turn around and go back in the shop, nigga, and get your hair recombed, because that shit done blew up, nigga.
Hey, no, nigga, you remember, that's the truth, you guys. I couldn't ride with my top down, because my fucking hair was too short. But tell you, remember what I did, nigga? I started rolling with my goddamn top halfway down.
Yeah.
You remember that shit? I used to just
take it off,
and fold that shit back and leave the rest of it up, nigga. Yeah. So, you know, pimp come up with shit to do, especially when you got toys to play with. Yeah, this nigga had toys like a motherfucker. Oh, yeah. Hey, swimming pools, all that goddamn shit. I don't even think this nigga ever put his foot in this goddamn swimming pool.
But that's what I did. Put my foot in, nigga. I wasn't gonna get in that fucker my perm shit.
Nigga, pimp like that, man. Everything is about, you know, not Front Street, but how it looks. You know, nigga ain't gonna have
show and tell, baby. Show and tell, shit.
Hey, show and tell. That's right, nigga. Hey, that's what a nigga say when he park that car in the garage and get out the motherfucking car. And you got your car, you get out your car, you start walking to the club. Show and tell, man, nigga. we know we some motherfuckers walking in. Period. And if we ain't no motherfuckers walking in, we damn sure gonna be some motherfuckers by the time we walk out. Tay, that's the way we roll, nigga.
That's right, bud. Hey, bud, your caller's still on there. Caller, you still on there?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
You got something for
me? Hey, man, you in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I live in Las Vegas.
So you live in a town, man, where you can get dressed, walk out your door, step in any casino, and you might catch a $1 million bitch. You know that, man?
Yeah, man, but I'm square as they come right now. And I'm,
but you
just
square ain't got nothing to do with catching the bitch, man. Square ain't got nothing to do with catching the bitch, man. You like girls.
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure. I actually,
and you, I hear it in your voice. I know you be fucking with them.
Yeah, today I was listening to the one of y'all shows at work. I'm working at the Caesar's Palace, and Bud was like, as soon as you think about something, go do it. Don't just let it go by. And I seen this badass black girl in the back, and I went right up to her, and I told her, you know what I'm saying, it'd be cool if you could just text me. I'm right here working, blah, blah, blah. And then she took my number, and she texted me, and she's been talking to me all
day.
Yeah, she talking about some Israelite stuff.
Caller, the thing is, if you take any one thing I say or any one thing Tay say and go do it, you're going to find the same result. Just imagine if you got all that shit and put it together and learned it all. That's what SWU is about, man. I create monsters. They are absolute monsters. I don't graduate motherfuckers that get a B. motherfucker, if you get a B, tell me this. Hey, Colin, let me ask you this. Let's say your heart is fucked up and you got to get operated on. And you go to the doggone hospital and the motherfucker say, yeah, Dr. Jones here, he's going to be your surgeon. He's a great student. He got a B. Would you want him to operate on you?
If they had an A doctor, I want the A doctor. If I could afford it.
I ain't asked you that. I asked you, would you want a motherfucker that got a B to operate on your heart?
No, I would want a motherfucker that had all A's.
Me too. So what I'm saying is that's what I graduate, motherfuckers with A's. You not going to misrepresent what I'm doing, talking about you got a B. All that goddamn reading and all that bullshit, taking tests, we do all that. But that, you got to pass tests with an A before you even get to do the shit that we really do, that build shit. Because...
Damn, so the motherfucker can't pass with no B, man? Damn.
Hey, Tay, he can pass, but he ain't getting no goddamn a diploma. A B is passing. If you want to settle for a B, you know, you passing, I'll give you that. But you ain't getting no
goddamn you making them be the motherfucking best, nigga. The top, the cream of the crop, man.
That's all I graduate. Your motherfucking ass gonna have this shit right. Tay, then I'm telling you, nigga, if you've been listening, you hear them. They tell them stories how they knocking bitches off.
I hear them, man,
look, we ain't even at the knocking bitches off part yet. That's next, Tay, that's in week 7. We in week 10. You got these motherfuckers, 5, 6, 7 motherfuckers knocking bitches off. And the thing I do that make it so dope, you know, yeah, you got an A on that, man, so go out and do it. And then they come in and say, I did it. No, motherfucker, record it so I can hear how you sound doing it. Okay, they got to record everything. And I fucking hear it, and I fucking judge it, and tell them what's right, what's wrong, go out and do it again until they come in perfect. And them niggas is doing that shit. They love me, man. Mm. I'm professor. That's all they call me. Professor,
I can see that, I can see that working. I can see that education working, man. I can see that, man.
Hey, them mother, you remember I went to school to teach? I wanted to teach third grade, and them motherfuckers wouldn't let me get a teaching credential, and I thought I was fucked. And then this shit came along, and I turned it into my teaching, and I'm combining all of everything I've been doing. I'm combining, and that's why nigga. When me and you be kicking it, and I be saying, nigga, motherfuckers would really enjoy hearing that shit. I don't know why it took whatever amount of time, but I'm glad as fuck, just like everybody else glad as fuck your ass decided to come on and do this shit. Because James
shit, I'm,
is
shit, I'm glad too. Shit.
Nigga, I know you say glad. Bud. Hey, when was the last time you got to talk this much shit?
Shit. But the last time I talked this much shit, to be honest with you, man, was a couple of weekends ago, Bud, when I was on that track, man. Let me tell some of these young pimps listening in. I just wanna give them this recipe for winning. That's what I call it, the recipe for winning. So first you get your pimping pot, you put your bankroll in there, throw your hoe in there, throw your car in there, mix in your knowledge that you pop into that hoe 24/7. Then you pick a you throw in your pick a destination, you throw that in there. And then you throw in the last ingredient, which is a desire to win. You sprinkle a little of that in there, and you mix that shit up, man, and execute it. Shit, man, that's your winning recipe, man, for that game, man.
Hey, nigga, you better understand what the fuck you be saying, nigga. That was some dope right there, man. I ain't gonna tell you nothing, but you know what it is right there, nigga.
That's my recipe, bud.
Man, proper recipe, and that's more than a recipe, I'm trying to tell you, nigga. That's more than a motherfucking recipe. But, so, see, that's why I fuck with Tay. Damn, he say shit that motherfuckers ain't goddamn thinking about. See, Tay, half of these motherfuckers kind of think I got my reputation from American Pink. Man, I earned my reputation way before American Pimp. I was on the downside of what the fuck I was doing when American Pimp came out.
Shit, a nigga was on the other side of the mountain when American Pimp came out. Shit, a nigga. Bud, you had came through the ranks, bud. It became a real Hollywood nigga. Shit.
That's right, nigga.
Bud, you came from the Bay and became a Hollywood pimp, nigga. Yeah. Shit, grinding.
Hey, I was fucking with Hollywood pimp, nigga. Hey, you are what you eat and you become who you fuck with. Nah. Yeah. Hey, I'm telling you, me and this nigga travel cross country every year, 20 years or more straight every year. You know, that film didn't make my goddamn reputation. It only exposed me to people, me and this nigga, only exposed us to people who would have never gotten a chance to meet us. Even though I pimped in their city. We both pimped in their city. Whoever, we don't care who it is. Whoever the fuck press one right now and get here and we find out where you from, I barely pimped in your city. We'll tell you where the goddamn track is. Right now. We know. Say, we pimped all them motherfucking places, even Oklahoma City. I'm saying, shit, come on. We did our motherfucking, we paid our dues. Hey, Tay, what did them motherfuckers in, I think it was Arkansas or somewhere. Me, you, five cars, Carlos, the host, all California plates, blazing down the motherfucking freeway. Wherever we was going, I would.
Cars painted the same car. You forgot, bud. Cars painted the same color. You had your decor world was black, and then your convertible Volkswagen. You had that black, and I had my Auburn, the burgundy and silver, and then the bitch was driving the burgundy and silver Camaro. Bud, can you imagine that shit, nigga? God, we did, nigga, rolling down the motherfucking highway like that, nigga.
Tay, do you remember what happened?
Yeah, I remember what happened. The motherfuckers pulled us over because the truck driver said the bitches was drinking or some shit. Wasn't that what happened? No.
The motherfucker, they called the state troopers. And the state troopers had a freeway blocked. Their cars was, you know, facing each other, blocked the lane. And we had to stop. So the motherfuckers, when we pull over, the motherfuckers, we got 6-7 cars pulled over. The motherfuckers say, they start asking us where we was going, and they told us that the truck driver said it was a bunch of California cars speeding, and one car was in the front, and one car was in the back, and it was a whole bunch of white bitches and some other cars in between. So they pulled us over and asked us about that shit. Hey, nigga, you don't remember what... Well, we told them we was
in a singing group, nigga.
Yeah, nigga. We told them we was in a group. What was the name of the group? Do you remember that?
No, I remember something plus one group, or something.
No, nigga, the name of the group was Night and Day.
Night
and the white bitches was Day. Motherfuckers start creaming. And then one of us said some song, and the police said some shit. Like, I know that song. The motherfucker started saying it. You know, hey, then he said, what kind of damn car is that? You had that Auburn, I had the Rolls Royce. Motherfucker, look all up under your hood. God damn. He didn't forget he stopped us for whatever reason he stopped us for. He wrapped up in this tipping, nigga.
Right.
he didn't even go fuck with the bitches. He said, hey, look.
No.
He said, hey, look, why don't you guys slow down so you can make it to where you're going or some shit.
But it just the way you're describing it.
Following us. At least this motherfucker believes that story. We got jewels on like the motherfucker. that shit was dope. I'll never forget that, nigga. Go ahead. I know I'll be talking. Go ahead.
I'm not going to forget it. What about when we pull in a Yakima, Washington? The same thing. We caravanning, exotic, and we got the hoes driving, and the motherfuckers seen us. We barely got into town. We was just getting ready to pull into the motel or something, and the motherfucking police just swooped up on us. It's a little small town, so it seemed like all the police in the town swooped us on it, said, no. We heard y'all was coming. Y'all ain't gonna get out here in this city right here.
We couldn't come.
Yeah, them motherfuckers escorted us all the way to the state line, bud. You remember that?
them truckers hated us, man, because they could tell what was going.
We'd be rolling
so deep. I'm Rolls Royce'n. You got that Auburn, all these fucking cars, all the goddamn place, California. Then a nigga pull into a Denny's or somewhere to eat. The whole place looking at us like we some bank robbers, man. Because we got all these bitches. All these snowbunnies. Hey, nigga, we look, hey, anytime we went anywhere, we looked like some polka dots. All them white dots and then them two black motherfuckers.
Yeah, we looking like some polka dots or some flies and some motherfucking buttermilk, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we would notice that shit for the next 5 or 6 hours of driving. We'd be cool because that shit be done made our motherfucking day. You remember that motherfucker in Montana told us about them Rocky Mountain horses?
Yeah. Hey, Rosebud. So what I'm saying is that
you know what Rocky Mountain oysters is, don't you remember? Don't you?
Rocky Mountain oysters is what bull balls, ain't it?
Yeah, nigga. Hey, so the motherfucker serving me, and I said, you know what, man? I might want some of these oysters. And the motherfucker said, okay, and you are the blah, blah, blah. Then he said, you do know what oysters, Rocky Mountain oysters are. And I said, yeah, man, bring me the motherfucking oysters. So the motherfucker bring me these two big old motherfucking meatball-looking motherfuckers. I said, man, this ain't no fucking oyster. He said, I asked you if you knew what they were. Those are bull nuts.
Hey, what's going on, bud?
Hey,
what up, man?
I got my partner online, man. He never heard about you before, bud. And just like I was saying last Sunday when you had the show, like I really enjoyed.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Y'all
got
hey,
two people
guy.
On the line.
Hey, the new guy, what you think, bro?
What's up? Lay it on me. I just tuned in right now. My partner hit me up. I'm on halftime of the game. He hit me up and stuff. And then, man, we be chopping it up. Me and him be chopping it up, talking about, you know, just how to maneuver in the world, how to hustle, how to work and not make sure, you know, not make shit work for you without working too hard for it. And he told me about y'all regarding women, regarding marriage. You know, I've been married 11 years. And, I don't know, my lady, you know, she be fucking up. And then she just kind of put me on the game, like, how to manipulate the situation, so to say. And it's been helping me out. And he said he'd be listening to y'all. So I've been hearing y'all chop it up, man. This shit cool, man. This shit real legit. On some, you know, big dog shit, and I like it.
Well, check it out, bro. This is gonna be going on all the time. But on Sunday, I'm more in relationships. So you gotta check out my show.
Right.
Same channel. And hit me up and we'll talk about it. I bet I can help you with your marriage. I bet I can. But if you don't want that, then that's
ain't no doubt in that.
Hey, the thing is though, we got different kind of shows. This show is focused on motherfuckers want to fuck with hoes. So, you know, I don't know if that's what you want to do or not, but I'm saying I don't know if the information we're giving you is going to help you with your wife. But Tay going to have his own show. I got Sunday's show. Tay, nigga, I have to back out of giving you this goddamn Thursday, nigga. We going to keep this show. You going to have to
do nigga, we going to this shit, nigga. We going to keep it Hollywood's finest, nigga, because it's Hollywood's finest. Popping is pimping, nigga. Shit, nigga. You ain't going nowhere. I need you, bud. Shit, nigga.
No, nigga, I need you.
Shit.
Yeah, that's real.
Hey, check it out, Cole. I'm real with this. The D&D show that I used to do on Thursdays was tailored to this exact format. But I hated doing it. All
right.
Because every time I would say some shit, motherfuckers either thought it was way too deep or whatever, and they were really, you know, kicking like they're kicking with on this show. But then when this nigga, some kind of way we came up with the idea and we started doing it, I love this shit. This is the kind of shit I really wanted to do because people are participating. We kicking real shit, you know, but it didn't start until I started fucking with Tay on this shit. And what I realized was that before Tay, I was basically kicking it with myself. You know, and a person like us, we kick it, we want some shit kicked back. You know, so we can kick it. Kicking it is not talking to yourself. And I felt like that's what I was doing. But now, I feel like when I kick it, this motherfucker got some shit to say, even if it's opposite, which it rarely is, but he got some more game with kicking it and just stay live, man. So, you know, that's just what's up, bro. Hey, all you guys stay on 702. You still on 843. You still on 347. What's up with you?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say,
I'm
glad.
Go ahead, 347.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I'm also glad that you brought back the Thursday show. And I also think this is better than the Down and Dirty show. But let me tell you something. I remember it was just one show you did on Thursday, and I heard it in your voice. You really didn't want to do it no more, man. You was like, yeah. And I said, damn, it sounded like you don't want to do it. I didn't say nothing.
Caller, nobody was kicking it with me. They just was letting me say shit. Then I got to go on. You know, I make bullet points when I do my shows on Sunday. And I'll be having 100, 110 bullet points. And it might take me, you know, 90 minutes to get through them. But if on the D&D show, it was taking me maybe 45 minutes. And, you know, that was because all I'm doing is kicking it about the bullet points. Nobody's kicking it with me. But now, I get a gang of motherfuckers kicking it with me, man. Shantae, I don't know if it's because of him, but I really think it is because of him, because of him, live, and we got two live motherfuckers spitting this shit, and it just makes the show better, man. So you're right.
Yep.
This show is definitely better.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
All right. Let me put you back in. Check this out. My motherfucking ass, I never really cared about my square-ass friends. I didn't care about them motherfuckers liking me or not. Or I never cared about some goddamn rapper giving me a shout out on his goddamn shit. Because that shit don't make you no motherfucker. You know, that shit is a part of being a motherfucker. But it do not make you a motherfucker. It don't make you a pimp. But just like all the other fake shit you motherfuckers rely on, none of that shit make you a man. There's only one way to seriously be a man. There's only one way to seriously be a pimp. Even if you don't want to, you know, do what I say, but you have this quality, then if you got it, my hat to you. Then that way, to be serious, to be a man, to be a pimp, is to go do it. I joke with my partner. I say, man, you know, I'm staying at home tonight, man. I'm waiting for the bitch to come knock on my door and ask me, hey, are you Rosebud? And I say, yeah, well, are you looking for a heart? Oh, yeah, I am. Well, come on in. I joke and I tell him shit like that, man. But that shit ain't going to happen. You ain't going to be no motherfucking man sitting up there talking about what you want to do. And believe me, you ain't got to buy none of my shit. You ain't got to buy a damn thing. You can continue doing what you're doing. If it's good for you, it's good for me. The only way to be a man, the only way to be a pimp, is to be committed to the principles of that life. Integrity is key to men. Integrity is key to pimps. Knowing what uses chivalry is for is key to men, and so is it key for pimps. It's essential. And taking care of business as you believe business should be taken care of qualifies, or not qualifies, but then determines your very existence. Your very existence is dependent on you understanding what we talk about. Okay, you got anything before we close out?
Yeah, bud, I do. For these niggas that's in this game and you sending this bitch every doggone day, you got to remember that you got to continue to seek the knowledge about the game to make your game be better. You got to continue to pimp on this bitch 24/7. And when the pimping really come in is when this bitch ain't at work. You got to make this bitch know.
Wait, you got to say that again, nigga, because they don't understand that the pimping is really when what, Kay?
The pimping really come in on a bitch when the bitch ain't at work.
That's right.
That's when it really come in, because what you got to continue to do is keep this game on this bitch's mind when she ain't at work, because the idle mind really is the devil's workshop. So you got to keep this pimping on this bitch's mind. You got to continue to grow in the game, and you got to continue to absorb the game without the bitch knowing that you're green in the game.
Tay,
you got to keep it.
you just said a mouthful, and I just pat myself on the back, because you know I will take right note now how green I was. But nigga, you didn't know I was that green when I fucking started.
I sure didn't, bud. Shit, because you had the snow. And knowing that right there, that's the first star you got right there, nigga, because you come with the snow. Any nigga couldn't, and I knew any nigga couldn't pimp on no white bitches, because that's all I had, nigga. And I know how you get them.
hey, nigga, did we? You ain't gonna, well, maybe we did. I think we did. But, nigga, we made up the saying snowed in.
Yeah.
Me and you. Nigga,
yeah, we made that shit up.
I ain't gonna, you know, say it like that's really our shit. Somebody might have said it. But I know damn well it wasn't nobody saying it, because wasn't nobody snowed in. Joe Cato had a gang of hoes, but he wasn't snowed in. His main bitch was that black bitch. I mean, all them bitches had a gang of hoes, but they had motherfucking black bitches too. Nigga, we was snowed in.
Snowed in so motherfucking much, man, that a nigga had to keep a mink coat in the motherfucking trunk of the car, man. Because the nigga was so snowed in daily, man. Shit.
Yeah, hey, a nigga called and say, what's going on, Rosebud? And I say, nigga, is 90 below. you got another snow bunny, huh, nigga? Come on, nigga. It's pimping going on, man. Hey, we got like a couple of seconds, man. Somehow they can reach you.
What?
Tay, you there, nigga?
Bud, you there? I'm here. Yeah.
Well,
you said you had a few people.
Listen, man. We actually we overtime, but tell everybody how they can get at you, man.
You can get at me on YouTube. My YouTube channel is Hollywood Shante. Or you can hit me on my email, onetayshawnparker1@gmail.com. And if you want to get from the lobby to the penthouse, I can give you. You can get the hit me on Facebook, and I make sure you get it. It's also on Amazon, but I don't like fuck with Amazon because they try to take all the money. So,
hey. Nigga, you sick, man.
Yeah, I gave you my personal number, and you call me, and I send you that book. Fuck Amazon, man. Shit.
Hey, that's what's up, nigga. Hey, you guys, get at us, man. We do this shit, man. We do this shit every Thursday. It's going to be fire. You know, we don't know what the fuck we're going to talk about till we start talking on Thursday. That's what time it is. We ain't no motherfucking niggas that don't know how to roll off the top of our heads. Even if we thought about some of the shit, we finna do it live. Tay, what's up? We gone?
We gone, bud.
All right, you guys. Be cool.